This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1121. We increase your IELTS reading score today.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll learn how to save time on IELTS reading, and we'll explain two simple strategies to help you find the right answers quickly without getting needlessly distracted.
Hey, Aubrey. As we're recording this, tomorrow is Thanksgiving for us.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jessica.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. So what are you gonna do? What are your plans?
We're going to the mountains. My in-laws have a cabin and my brother-in-law has a cabin. So we rented a little VRBO to go up. Then we're all, the whole Carter family is doing Thanksgiving up in the woods. So that will be really fun.
That sounds so fun.
I did a lot of the cooking in advance because ain't nobody want to be cooking in a cabin with like the minimal kitchen. That's terrible. So I made a cherry pie already and candied yams already. So they're like ready to just put in the oven. Don't worry about.
Yeah,
so it's going to be really fun. What about you?
We're having some friends over, and I'm cooking most of it. One friend is bringing a signature cocktail that she has designed for the day.
Ooh,
I know it involves bourbon. That's all I know.
And then cranberry. A lot of the Thanksgiving cocktails have a little cranberry, which I love.
Yeah, me too. I love like the sour sweetness.
Yes.
And then another friend is bringing a squash side and two pies. So anyway, I'm real excited. I'm already like planning all the games and stuff we're going to play.
Fun. You're doing the turkey. Have you done a turkey before? I've actually
last
never
year.
Cooked a turkey. Nice. Oh, yeah. I think we talked about that last year.
Yep. So I'm pretty confident this will be great. So,
awesome.
Guys, those are our plans. Today, however, we are talking about IELTS reading. We've had a lot of great questions lately from students in Three Keys that are really thinking a lot about these reading strategies. What is stopping them from finding the right answers? I love the insight that our students can give us into the reading strategies.
Yes, definitely. As they're finding what works, what doesn't, as they're fine-tuning these strategies, often students will post something in our Facebook group. It's like a trick or something they've figured out to save time or something. Because sometimes you learn these strategies, but it's not enough just to hear it once. Once you put it into practice, you start really realizing how this works, how it's saving me time. And so that's one of the best things about this Facebook group is students sharing the insight they get as they practice.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so let's get into this, Aubrey. What is the first reading question today?
Okay, so a student posted, in reading, when we solve a group of questions and then we have another group, do we start reading again from the beginning? For example, if we finish 7 true, false, not given questions and then we have sentence completion, do we start from the beginning or not? Good question.
That is an excellent question. Yes, you always have to go back to the beginning to scan a new group of questions. You don't know if it's going to be from the first half of the passage or the last half of the passage. For every group of questions, which there will be at least 2 groups of questions, right? 2 to 4 groups of different questions per passage. Each group of questions is different. So you have to start skimming. You have to start scanning from the beginning. Every time you have a new group of questions, go back to the beginning of the passage and scan for that first answer. Okay?
Yeah, it's so interesting. A lot of the strategies are the same for each group of questions, right? But it is so vital to know, for example, which questions are in order, right? Because that does change the strategies. This is one of the things when I first went through the three keys modules that you created in this three keys study system that we have, that was one of the things that stood out the most to me is what a difference it made when you understood everything there is to know about the different question types. When you know which ones are in order, when you understand what exactly to be looking for, it really empowers you to be able to find those answers so much more easily.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's why we have so many three key students that get nines in reading. Guys, the reading exam is all about time, saving time, maximizing your time, being efficient with your time. Guys, all the strategies are about that. So here, for example, like Aubrey's talking about, there are some questions that are in order in the passage, which knowing that saves you time because you don't have to go back to the beginning of the passage for every question. No, that's such a waste, right? And just a little bonus tip about that, because this person did mention true, false, not given. Now, technically, right, IELTS says that true, false, not given, and yes, no, not given questions are not in order in the passage. That's what they say. But honestly, guys, I can tell you they usually are. There will be like two of them that are really close together. So maybe you'll find the answer for number three at the end of a paragraph, and the answer for number four is the question, is the sentence right before that. So it's like slightly not in order, but always right next to each other. So we want to approach true, false, not given knowing that, because it already takes a lot of time to figure out that answer. Hello, wonderful students. If you want access to the complete system of strategies that is guaranteed to increase your IELTS scores, check out the Three Keys IELTS Success System. All of my examiner knowledge, tips, and tricks is in there. So go right now, guys, allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yes, that can save you so much time. Okay, let's jump into this next question, which is also a very good one. So this student was saying that she has learned hundreds of vocabulary words, but still sometimes gets stuck in reading. Just words she doesn't understand, doesn't know the parallel, the synonym, getting stuck. So she just said, what do I do? Any advice? And she said, I have read hundreds of articles, but sometimes I still lose confidence.
Well, so if she has this much reading experience already and she has this much vocabulary already, then she knows everything she needs to know for IELTS, guys. The danger is getting stuck on words in the passage that you don't know. Because if your English is intermediate level or higher, you know all the vocabulary you need, guys. IELTS does not use like incredibly rare vocabulary in the questions, and they don't use it to give you the answers in the passage. There might be crazy hard words in the passage, but you don't need to know them. The answer is not there. Okay? It's designed, this test is made so you can get a nine, because we've seen students do that. They don't know every word in the English language. They're non-natives like you. So guys, don't get stuck on crazy hard words that you don't know, because you don't need them.
Yes, that's such great advice. This student is ready. If she is reading as much as she's saying, you know, she says she is, if you guys are reading that much, reading difficult articles, you will be ready. You will have the vocabulary you need in order to find the answers to those questions.
Exactly. So finally, guys, this is the most important takeaway we can give you about reading. To summarize what we've said today, guys, you must learn a system of strategies that you can follow every time you take a reading practice test, and so you can use them very easily on test day. You have to do these steps again and again until they feel natural. They will involve reading in three ways: skimming, scanning, and reading for detail. In Three Keys IELTS, allearsenglish.com/KEYS, we give you that whole system for every part of the IELTS exam. And finally, guys, practice. Right? Let's say it's a week before the exam, Aubrey. How many reading practice tests should I be taking?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Do you mean per day?
Yeah, or in the week, in the week.
In the week. I would say you should do 3 to 5 reading tests in the week. And this really depends actually on, you have to be really aware of where your strengths are. If you're scoring 9s on reading exams, but you're really struggling still with reading or listening questions, that's where your focus should be, right? And then you'd be good to do 1 or 2 in the week just to keep those skills sharp. But if reading is really where you're struggling and you feel like you're ready for these other scores, yes, you're going to take more reading exams. That's kind of a trick question, Jessica, because it really depends on where you're at for the individual exams, right?
I like testing you sometimes. Yeah, no, for sure. In fact, I was just talking to a super high level student this morning. Is like, you know, I'm not very good in writing and therefore I don't do it that often.
Oh, that's you know so tempting. I mean? That's like, such human nature.
Of course it is. But we have to feel uncomfortable if we're going to improve, right?
That's like me. I'm not really good at cooking, so I don't do it very often.
No, but me neither. Okay, except tomorrow I'm cooking a whole Thanksgiving dinner. It's going to be great. And I asked James to make something, and he's making chili mac and cheese.
I love that.
Be fun.
It's going to be delicious.
Tradition.
I love chili mac and cheese.
It sounds so really good, right?
I have had it, and it's delicious.
All right, awesome. Well, Aubrey, enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family, and I will talk to you after the break.
Awesome. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.